You're listening to SBS News.
100 metres underground, Dr. Marcella Bonner is in the heart of the Large Hadron Collider, a 27-kilometre ring of superconducting magnets with a number of accelerating structures to boost the energy of particles along the way. It's the largest and most powerful particle accelerator in the world, and it's back in action after a three-year upgrade.
So I have a special key. So now I'm going to open for you. So now we are entering the cavern. So it's like a medieval castle. You have to have like a winding road to get there so that radiation doesn't get out.
In this restricted area is the ATLAS detector, one of the gigantic instruments that analyze the new particles created by the collisions.
This is one of the best positions because it really shows you all the majesty of this detector, isn't it?
The detector is 7,000 tons of metal, silicon, electronics and wiring intricately and precisely put together. Engineers at the LHC have spent the past 3 years refurbishing it and all the other instruments at the LHC to make them more sensitive than ever before. Much of the upgrade has taken place on the surface in the LHC's magnet assembly area. The accelerator needs magnets to focus the particles into a beam and bend them round the circular accelerator.
As I mentioned before, these are the corrector magnets, the small packets that sit inside, also superconducting.
Dr. Rodri Jones rejoices in the title of Head of Beams. He says the beams have been made narrower and more concentrated, which greatly increases the number of collisions.
So what we've done is actually getting more particles into a smaller region, which means that when they reach the experiments, they have a much larger chance of collision. And this means that for all the physics that we've done since the startup of the LHC, the last 10 years, we'll be able to actually get the same amount of data in the next 3 years as we did in those 10 years. So basically doubling the amount of data that we get in a shorter time.
What this all means is that there's now the best chance ever of the LHC finding particles that are completely new to science. Among them is one thought to be responsible for a new fifth force of nature. Evidence for the new force has been growing over the past year, and it's believed that the new, more powerful LHC will be able to tell one way or another whether the fifth force really exists. Dr. Sam Harper has been searching for it for his entire scientific career.
There's a real chance we can make a statement on whether we think it's a real force or it goes away with more data. Just upend the field. It would be the biggest discovery of the CERN LHC, the biggest discovery in particle physics.
Dr. Harper can't think of any comparable achievement. Marcella Bonner is hoping that the upgraded LHC will be able to detect particles called dark matter, thought to make up most of the mass of the universe.
We are looking actively for a lot of new phenomena. Dark matter, for example, we can look directly for dark matter. If dark matter it could be a particle.
Could this be one of the biggest discoveries ever in physics?
I'd say yes. I'd say it might be. Yes, indeed.
The LHC was built to discover things like the fifth force and dark matter. Since the detection of the Higgs boson nearly 10 years ago, there haven't been any really big discoveries, so there's a lot riding on the LHC's next round of experiments. If they still don't find anything, pressure on the researchers here will grow. Their hope is that they will detect new particles, ones that will transform our understanding of how the universe works. Alan Lee, SBS News.